Slug Magazine presents Virtualized, an online concert featuring Utah bands. This month's showcase features Los Rojos, Fat Candace, and Thunderfist. It all premieres on the Slug Magazine YouTube channel at 8 p.m. on Friday, December 18th.
Shh! Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. My name's Chaz. I play guitar and sing in picnics. My pronouns are he, him.
I'm Tut. I play bass in picnics and vocals, and I go by they, them.
I'm Tommy. I play drums in picnics. My pronouns are they, them.
My go-to phrase lately to describe us has been that we sound like a scratched Nirvana CD playing from the room next to you. I am a broken record. Everything I've ever said, I have said before, I will say again. Burnt down the greenhouse, melted in my room. Tonight I will grow to regret. About a year and a half ago, I was on the show as Picnics at Soap Rock, which was just me, was making some wild noise music. Fast forward to now, November 2020, we're just called Picnics, and I've added drummer Tommy, bass player Tut, extraordinaire, and we're definitely not the same band that I was when it was just me. I think we've grown a lot and changed the sound and kind of were I always wanted to be in a big band as far as like noise, and we're definitely big and noisy now.
I'd known Chaz at that point, what, like 2 years, when Chaz started doing the Picnics at Soap Rock noise stuff. Like, I was like, oh fuck, that's good shit, you know. And then kind of like the nail in the coffin of joining was I was always curious to see what it'd be like to play music with Chaz.
I really like Chaz's songwriting. There's something very... There's something almost liminal about the way the Picnic songs are constructed, where they're, like, almost familiar in, like, sort of an off-putting way. you feel like you've heard them before, where it just is ringing bells the whole time, but it isn't. You haven't heard it before. There's something really fun about playing in that space that I really connect with in the way that I write parts and play my instrument. Just trying to give people that sort of sense, that sense they've been here before.
Totally. Like, it's so completely different to what I do in Savage, you know? Because, like, in Savage, like, it's, like, more melodic and, like, psyche, spacey movie-sounding shit, you know? So, and, like, it's definitely, like, helped me, like, develop myself as a musician, you know, just playing two completely different things, you know, two completely different genres.
Most of the songs, like, I had the skeletons of.
A couple of them have been on other releases, even.
Yeah, so they started out kind of just skeletons. I didn't really know what to do with them. I knew that there could be more to them if I had, like, different ears listening. And I think Tut and Tommy, kind of what they brought was, like, they kind of saw all the empty space that was there and filled it up really creatively rather than just, like, let's just make it louder. Let's just make it, like, faster. They were seeing the weird little empty spots that, like, in a way that they could make it a little more dynamic. Because I've always been a really simple songwriter. Four chords, palm muting strums. Hearing what Tut and Tommy brought to the songs kind of also changed my creative process. I know it has, like, moving forward now that I'm writing new songs, like, I'm leaving those spaces open even more just because I know that now they're going to be filled.
I think a lot of the dynamic weirdness was really served by using a recording method that covered nothing. Because when you're recording to tape, there's no ability to punch in, there's no ability to edit. Like, you play the song all the way through, and you either get it right or you don't.
I feel like also with the tape recording, it was like, there was things that became permanent parts of the song that just came from, like, me on our 12th take. Like, and Tut and Tommy are, like, trying to cheer me on. They're like, you got it, Chaz, come on, this is the one. And I'm just like, okay, and I'll get it, like, just almost right. Like, yeah. Like, if I'm hitting, like, 90% up until then, I'll finally hit one that's, like, 95%. And, like, that 5%, like, I don't know, sacrifice that we made ends up kind of becoming like a character part of the song. Like,
yeah, totally.
It's there's like something intimate about that.
Uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh. I mean, it's on tape. We're a live band. Like, I feel like that's when we're at our best, is like when we're on stage together. Because, you know, me not tuning my guitar and like me stepping on my guitar cable and unplugging it out, like watching us recover from like flubs is also so much a part of the band. Like, in a way that I don't think other bands, like, use their mistakes.
Yeah. We can get away with it.
It's a hard thing to lean into. Like, it takes a certain... There's a certain amount you have to kind of let yourself go to be able to, like, be comfortable leaning into that.
Yeah.
Totally.
When you're in a band, you get to see each other at, like, these weird states that other people don't really get to see you. Like, because you're, like, working in a sense. You're creating... You're also, like, compromising on things. You're, like, in that kind of vulnerable state of, like, oh, here's an idea. Is it good? And, like, to have people, like, honestly respond and be, like, maybe we should do this. Or honestly respond and be really into the idea. Kind of, like, when you create something and then, like, you listen back and it's not just yours anymore. Like, it's yours and your band members. Like, that's kind of an intimate thing that you guys get to, like, share. And it's definitely an experience that... I think is unique to musicians and like creating something like a song together.
Yeah. I'm here for it.
I was about to call it quits musically, to be 100% honest. Like, I just wasn't getting there on my own. And what I kind of eventually found out that I needed a lot was encouragement. I've never once felt that Tut and Tommy were in the band because they're like, hey, you know, Chaz kind of needs help with whatever he's doing. To not feel like I'm in this alone and to feel like it's me, Tut, and Tommy, we're making picnics. Picnics is the three of ours. Like, that's a good feeling. But you stood up to
bed. I think that had a lot to do with the name change, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone called us Picnics anyway. There were definitely people who were like, oh, we changed our name to Picnics. They're like, oh, I thought that's what you guys were called. But yeah, I think, like, metaphorically, that was, like, a big change, like, the way I was about to start writing music when I was leaning more in the noise direction was, like, this weird, sprawling, expansive, maybe too complex for its own good kind of writing. And now that, like, we're just Picnics, we're kind of this, like, rudimentary, you know, three-piece Nirvana grunge band. Like, there's a simplicity to it. Simple is a kind of not a word that a lot of musicians want to attach to their music, but it's simple in a way that I feel like maybe is more just like condensed. Like, we're taking all the best parts from what we know we can do, and we're like just shining the spotlight on them.
Totally.
That's been a big thing for me musically for a few years now, too, is kind of learning how to, I don't have to be presenting everything I'm capable of at all times.
Yeah.
And if I'm trying to present everything I'm capable of at all times, I'm not creating a product that's resonant. I'm creating a resume.
Everyone should listen to our album at least once, because I think it's so fucking catchy that you will listen again. Maybe twice, maybe three times. That's all I'm asking. But my musical past has been a little more, like, I don't know, I tended to write, like, kind of fictionally, kind of in that weird poetic fiction world of writing. And this one is, I've almost been, like, nervous about sharing it because I got extremely vulnerable on it. Like, it's very diaristic. Like, these songs are about things that, like, happened to me. It's the most I've ever put, like, who I was into a piece of music, and I feel like not only did I do that, like, with my lyrics and everything, but we just did that as a band. Like, we got kind of vulnerable and we let ourselves fuck up a little bit. We, like, took a risk on recording it analog, and I don't know, I feel like this is, there's just a lot of character in this release that I hope comes across when people listen to it for the first time. I knew exactly how it felt when the quiet ride home leaves you screaming loud and loud.
The song you're about to hear is called Feel Better. Enjoy.
Yeah.
can listen to our album, Stood Up Too Fast, anywhere that you stream music, and you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram, @picnics_SLC.
If you enjoyed this episode, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes. I miss the old place, I'll talk to your old face, I felt the broken.